With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump has given the Hamas terrorist organization until noon today to release all Israeli and American hostages it's still holding or face massive military attacks by Israel. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, former U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says President Trump has taken the handcuffs off the Israeli military, unlike during the Biden years.
Yeah, that's a game-changing dynamic. And I think Hamas recognizes that as well. And the only question really is, will they blink? I have my doubts. I mean, they should, acting as a rational actor, they should blink. Their days are numbered. They're going to be eradicated. They should release all the hostages and use that as a means to find an exit. But that would mean a defeat. And I don't think that they have constitutionally the ability to accept that unless it's forced upon them.
David Friedman's full This Week on Capitol Hill interview will air on radio stations nationwide this weekend, as well as being broadcast at 10 a.m. Eastern Time later today on the Salem News Channel. Also at SRNNews.com, a seventh prosecutor has resigned as a result of a corruption case involving New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
Hagan Scotton and the other prosecutors in the case were suspended with pay on Thursday by acting Deputy U.S. Attorney General Emile Beauvais. President Trump says he has questions about the prosecutors' actions.
It looked to me to be very political. But why didn't they bring this up like 4 or 5 weeks ago, 6 weeks ago, whenever it happened? You know, they just sat around and didn't complain.
Adams is accused of accepting over $100,000 in illegal campaign contributions and lavish travel perks from foreign nationals while he was Brooklyn Borough President. He has pleaded not guilty to the charges. I'm Mike Hempen.
You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines at srnnews.com. According to SRN's Michael Harrington, there is more bad news from India.
Persecution of Christians in that giant country is surging. A new report from United Christian Forum reveals that on average, 2 attacks on Christians took place every day in 2024, 834 in all. And those are just the ones that were reported. Religious freedom advocates are urging the global community to take notice, as it has begun to recognize a similar situation in Nigeria. Experts say without pressure from outside nations, India will never protect its Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Alabama lawmakers have passed legislation that would strictly define male and female as being based on biology. The bill will also limit gender to male and female only. 9 states have similar laws on the books already, and several others may pass legislation of their own this year. The action in Alabama follows President Trump's executive order declaring that for the purposes of federal government, there are only 2 sexes. This is SRN News. It's a cold Valentine's Day tradition, correspondent Keith Peters with a unique way to tie the knot.
There's nothing like dozens of couples saying I do simultaneously to warm the frigid air that grips the Colorado Rockies in the heart of winter. Colorado's Loveland ski area lived up to its name once again on Valentine's Day as it hosted the 34th annual Mountaintop Matrimony, just shy of 12,000 feet above sea level. A record 130 couples converged on a beginner run near the Continental Divide on Friday, strapping on skis and snowboards for the mass wedding. Some wore traditional wedding attire like tuxedos and gowns, while others dressed in all manner of wild costumes for the occasion. Keith Peters reporting.
Federal workers all over the country responding to President Trump's aggressive effort to shrink the size of the federal workforce, the administration ordering agencies to lay off probationary employees who've yet to qualify for civil protections. I'm Ron Taylor. This is SRN News.